All right, two more topics of discussion for this week that I'd like to let you know about very briefly. One has to do with Wednesday, this Wednesday. As many of you know, I often broadcast 1 hour of Sunday's programming during the week, usually on Wednesdays. And I will be doing that again this Wednesday. And we'll be taking a look at, well, it'll be part four of Power. And I tell you what, we're definitely looking at this from several perspectives. Power. And we're definitely wanting to look at it in such a way as to help us, well, make sure that we have a good idea of what we need power for, particularly when it comes to a biblical perspective of power, a biblical application of power. This Wednesday, 1 o'clock, Power. Friday, one of the topics we'll be taking a look at is how we can reduce the stress. And I think you may be surprised at some of the actions that we can take to help reduce the stress. And remember, we reduce the stress, our hearts love us for it. Our hearts love us for reducing the stress. So I'm going to share with you some more ways to do that this Power Friday. So be listening out. You can, again, find out what we have up for the week by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on this week's guests and topics. Also, if for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us live when we're broadcasting on 1550 AM The Voice, you can also go to speakingwith.com and listen to the program simply by quick click. Listen online at your convenience. Choose the program of your choice. Click on it. Boom. Listen away. All right. Now, opportunity zones. Look at this a little bit more in depth. With the first look at, more in depth look at, who can invest in opportunity zones. The opportunity zone provision offers tax benefits to investors with unrealized capital gains. Gains in the value of investments like stock that the government has not yet taxed because investors haven't yet sold them. Under the provision, investors who sell these investments can defer the capital gains taxes that are otherwise due by rolling the amount of the gains into funds known as opportunity zone funds that would invest in opportunity zones. The investors can take advantage of the new tax break for opportunity zones in up to three ways. First of all, they can defer taxes on their capital gains all the way up to 2027. Nice, right? If they invest their gains in opportunity zone funds. Secondly, those who hold their opportunity zone investments for at least 7 years also will get a 15% cut in the capital gains taxes that they would otherwise pay, on top of the generous tax break that the low capital gains tax rate already gives them. Wow, what a sweet deal. Thirdly, and perhaps most significantly, those who hold opportunity zone investments for at least 10 years will get a permanent capital gains tax exemption for all of the gains they realize on their opportunity zone investments through 2047. All they have to do is invest, and they get huge tax breaks. Even if they don't help the people in those areas and who need help, who need to have jobs brought into the area so that they can maybe have a better chance of getting a job, getting paid, and preferably well paid. I'm not saying rich, but truly a living wage. Under the rules, opportunity zone funds must invest 90% of the capital they raise from investors in the following types of property. I know that's something that some of you were wondering. Well, where do they what exactly do they invest in? You're saying it's an opportunity zone, and we know it's got to be in this type of area. So if investment is made there, how will the people who are already living there not be benefited? Under the rules, opportunity zone funds must invest 90% of the capital that they raise from investors in the following types of property: physical assets, such as real estate or equipment that are located in opportunity zones, and or ownership interests, such as stock, of businesses that operate at least partially in opportunity zones, referred to as opportunity zone businesses, including subsidiaries of larger businesses that largely operate elsewhere. What do you think? The other 10% of capital that an opportunity zone fund raises is not subject to any restrictions. So, for example, it could invest in physical property that's located outside of an opportunity zone. Some opportunity zones will choose to invest solely in opportunity zone businesses, while others will choose to own assets such as real estate in opportunity zones rather than acquire ownership interests in opportunity zone firms. Still others will choose some combination of both of these. Different requirements, as you can imagine, apply to the ownership of each type of property. Opportunity zone businesses, for example, may not operate certain types of businesses, such as so-called quote-unquote sin businesses, S-I-N, sin businesses, like massage parlors, gambling facilities, liquor stores. But the rules don't prevent any opportunity zone fund from, say, directly owning and operating a casino. All right? So, opportunity zone businesses may not operate gambling type facilities, but opportunity zone funds may directly own and operate a casino. This one rests on no obvious policy rationale, as you can tell. Furthermore, many other requirements are ambiguous. When we come back, get back to this Saturday, as a matter of fact, as we look more at opportunity zones, do they hurt or do they help? Take a look at some of the ambiguity of some of the words used to describe these opportunity zones, and we'll see. We'll get more of an idea as to whether they help or hurt. Well, be sure to join me tomorrow, 1 o'clock on 1550 a.m. I'll be right here. We'll be talking about some ways that you may want to consider how you will determine your ideal weight. All right, till then, be thinking about what you can do to let some of life's best moments come through you.